this is an interesting story that I thought was really funny. I had to tell you about this. So this dude in California is in a lawsuit. He is suing a psychic who he says falsely claimed she could remove a curse put on his marriage by a witch hired by his ex-girlfriend. So the ex-girlfriend didn't just put the curse on the marriage herself. She didn't like go home and go, you know, ooh, curse on you and your marriage. I hope you break up. She had a, I guess, a friend who, or she hired a witch. I don't know where you find a witch these days, but she found a witch.
Craigslist.
Exactly. She went to eBay, went to Craigslist, found a witch. The witch put a curse on the guy's marriage. And I guess somebody told him a psychic can take away that curse, which I think you need another witch. I think he made a mistake. I think like another witch wouldn't do this. You probably should have. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he has
or a warlock.
A warlock.
Troll.
But a psychic.
Something.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not the job of a psychic to do this. But right. Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
But the psychic promised that she could save his marriage. It would only cost him $5,000. If you give me $5,000, I will get rid of this spell that your ex-girlfriend's hired witch put on you. So he goes, that sounds reasonable.
No.
that's pennies to save my marriage instead of going to therapy. So he pays her $5,000. And
it's better than half.
Yeah, lo and behold, as you can imagine, yeah, it's true. As you can imagine, it did not save his marriage.
I don't think psychics actually say something that you can judge them by. You know, like, I will fix your marriage, pay me this money, and then it doesn't work, and you go, now I want my money back, or I'm going to burn your house down. So right. I don't know many psychics that do that, but yeah, if you fell for it, then you're out of the money. You're that much of a dipshit.
Interesting. Yeah, because you're right. Psychics, we've had our friend John Edward on the show many, many times. You know, psychics are there to tell you a dead relative and what they're doing and thinking. And are they okay? Did they pass over well? Like that's the limit. Mm. And occasionally you hear a story about a psychic who's like, there's a dead kid by a tree, by a rock, by a water. Go there, find him, you know, and that they get involved with criminal investigations. We've heard that too. But I have never heard that a psychic can lift a curse by a witch.
You got enough money, they'll do anything.
Well, that's my point. So, you know, she's obviously a shyster because that's not what psychics do. It's not in the, when you go to psychic school, they give you like, maybe, but like in your job description, in your psychic job description, removes curses of witches, not there.
Mm-hmm.
Not there. That's a warlock's job. That's another witch's job. Perhaps a fortune teller could guide you. But, you know, yeah. So I think the guy, you're right. This is one of those like, let the buyer beware. I mean, if he's going to pay her $5,000 to do this stupid thing, but he doesn't want the $5,000 back, he wants $25,000. Because that's what his pain and suffering and pretty much what his divorce is going to cost him.
See, I said $5,000 is a lot cheaper than the $25,000 she's going to get when she takes half and court costs and all that. Yeah, he's going to have to go to Judge Judy. She's going to have to figure this out. And he's going to have to take the psychic to court to get it back.
John Edward has told us, like in the world of psychicking, they have like an unspoken code. That it's like a do no harm kind of thing. They're not there to swindle people out of money. Like they're there. I mean, you know, in like a very obvious way, like let me get this curse off of you.
Mm.
You know, they have a specific job description. If you want their services, that's the service, period. You know, it's almost like if you go to a doctor, a regular doctor, you don't ask him to take your tooth out. Like he's not also a dentist. Someone else does that.
Mm.
So if your doctor takes your tooth out and he messes up because he's not a dentist, who's, do you sue him? Is it your responsibility? You know, who pays for that?
Yeah, I think you should. But no, it's funny. We had John Edward come on the show with us one morning and both you and I were, before he walked in, saying, this is complete crap.
Yeah.
He's not a real psychic. He's just really good at reading people. He's a good shyster. That's what we thought. But by the time he left the show, we were like, whoa.
Yeah, we were like, we want to follow you. Start a cult or a religion. We're in. We are in.
He would have people on the air going, right now you're at a Starbucks. How the hell you know that?
Yeah. He really freaked us out. We were sure. We're like, there's no way this guy. I mean, he's our friend. We've loved him for a long time. I've been friends with him a million years. He used to be on other shows that I've worked on before in the past. And he always blows your mind. He always says and does things that you're like, How? There's no way. That's just a specific thing. And it's not like a family member, Jay. Is there a Jay in your life? He'd be like, your Aunt Carol, who wears the blue dress with the red pin that she was buried in, has the pearl necklace, but she decided to not be buried in it, and she left it in her drawer for you. So if you go to her house, it's he knows this weird stuff. And my favorite thing is, remember that one woman who called and she said, I'm calling because my husband wants to know something. And he said, I'm sorry, I don't have anything for your husband, but do you have a twin sister who died?
Mm-hmm.
And you just heard silence.
From both you and I, too. We're like, oh, come on.
We were like, what?
Dude, stop it.
And she was like, I do. Well, that's who's coming through right now. I know. I'm sure your husband is disappointed. I don't have any news for him, but can I tell you about your twin sister? And she was like, I mean, it was like she was completely, we were speechless because that was not even what she was calling about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that kind of shit freaks me out. But this wasn't that. This was somebody who the guy got it. I just looked it up. Got it through. He Googled.
Googled psychic.
Psychic who can remove curse.
No.
Yes. So he found her. And I don't know. I think you're right. I think this is one of the situations I agree with you. If you're stupid enough to hand somebody $5,000 to do a job that is not in their job description, and they're willing to take the money, that's on you. I mean, I'm guessing if you sue for $25,000, the court is going to say, give him his $5,000 back, and that'll be that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think he deserves his $5,000 back because he's going to do something else stupid with it.
See, in the South, you drive down any road and there is a sign in front of somebody's house that says fortune teller.
Oh, okay.
So every road you go down, you're like, oh, there's that. And you never see anybody there. So I always want to go in and say, can I interview you for a second? Does anybody ever walk in here? I mean, it's crazy that it's on every street corner.
Yeah.
So they got to make a living somehow. So somebody's got to fall for it.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's people that are at their wit's end. They don't know. They need somebody objective. They don't want to pay for a therapist, or they don't believe in therapy, you know, because that would be the best person. You know, fortune teller, it's quick. You're in, you're out. It's $20, mm-hmm. you know. I've done that before where I've been like out with friends and just on a lark, because of course there's fortune tellers all over New York City. And there's this one area downtown that we used to all hang out and get drunk. And then we would go out afterwards and there'd be this fortune teller that would be there open to like 4 a.m. So every once in a while, we'd swing by and be like, put a 20 down and be like, go ahead, here's my palm, you know, and the person would tell you stupid stuff that is like, you know, you will have 8 children. Really? Because I want 0. But so, thanks for that. You know, they tell you stupid stuff that is not in a million years. It's never right. But it's purely entertainment.
When I was doing nights on a rock station, every 6 months, psychics would come to town and they would have a psychic convention in Charlotte.
Okay.
So I would always invite them in the studio, because you put psychics in a studio, you know, like 4 of them, the phone ain't never going to stop.
Right.
The phone just rings off the hook. I don't know. And you and I have always fought about this. Is it good radio or not good radio? We don't know.
It is not. We do know it is not. It's not good radio. It doesn't rate because it's only interesting to the person on the phone.
I know. But when John Edward was on the air with us, the ratings were huge.
Well, that's different. It's because he's a real entertainer. He knows, he's a real showman. Mm-hmm. So it's not just what he does. It's who he is. And, you know, because he's an old friend of ours, we laugh with him. We joke with him. We make fun of him. He's got a great sense of humor. So when he's on the show, we don't just do like, okay, so tell me about my grandma. I mean, we give him crap about stuff.
Right.
Remember, you know, his daughter is on Better Things on FX. So we talked about that for like most of the show.
Right. So
I'm glad you're here. Tell us about your daughter, you know?
So I would always bring these people in two nights in a row because the phone would just ring nonstop. So I was outside with all four of them one night smoking a cigarette because that's when I smoked and they smoked and we were playing a song. And I said, okay, I'm going to go to your stupid psychic convention Saturday. You know, can you get me in for free? Because it's like, whatever, $50. I don't know what it was. And they're like, yeah, we'll put your name on the list. Okay. Now look me in the eye and tell me if there's anybody there that's not full of shit. You know, because I know you guys are.
Right.
So there's got to be one guy in this, you know, thing that rolls all over the state, that one guy that's actually the real deal.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all of them at the same time said, you got to see Robert. Robert scares the shit out of us. And Robert is like 90 years old, and he used to be a preacher. His whole life. But for some reason, he got hit by lightning or whatever the hell it was.
And of course he did.
Yeah, or something. And he could tell.
He got bit by a spider. It was like Spider-Man or psychic.
Something. But they said, he makes us cry. He's so good. So these are the bullshitters saying, saying, no, this guy is the real deal.
This one legit guy here.
Yeah. So only catch him because he's only going to be there 1 hour because he's almost dead.
He's like 90. Yeah.
He's like 90. So you got to go see him on Saturday. We'll book you at 3:00. So I went and I saw Robert, and he was old as hell. He could barely hear or see. And what he would do is he would have a piece of paper and a pencil, and he would just write when you're talking to him. And nothing made any sense what he was saying or what he was asking, but he'd just write down, and then afterwards he'd tell you what he wrote. And he even taught me how to tell, your body can tell you if you're right or wrong about things.
Okay, like what do you mean? How can it?
Oh, you want to learn now, don't you? You want to learn from Robert?
Well, yeah, I mean, aren't you going to impart this knowledge to us?
Okay. So when you're in the shower.
Okay.
Which for you is once every 3 months. When you're in the shower and the water.
Like once a week.
I don't know if the water hits the back of your head. I think the water hits the front. Anyway.
It hits the front. I'm very sure.
So you're standing there. Close your eyes. And your body will start to rock. Just sway back and forth. You know, sometimes.
Okay.
You just trust me on this. Close your eyes and just stand there. Try to stand still, but your body will start moving a little bit.
Okay.
Right? Now ask your body, is my name Cooper? It'll still keep going the same way. Do I live in New York? Keep going the same way. Then ask it a question. Will I live till 95? And if your body starts going another way, that means no.
Ooh.
But if it goes the same way when you ask it questions you know the answer to, that's a yes.
But that sounds more like a psychological thing, that if you know the answer.
Body will, your body is shifting by itself.
Hang on a minute. It sounds to me like if you know the answer to the question, your body will shift a certain way. If you don't, your body will shift another way. So it's not a question. It's not whether the answer
Robert
is correct
knows.
Or not.
Don't fight Robert. He knows all.
My friend, Robert is also a bullshitter.
No. Robert was good. And everything Robert told me came true. Everything.
What kind of stuff did he tell you that came true that only he would have known? Like, you're going to stand up and pee today?
No, that I was going to have two sons.
Okay.
That I was going to move to the beach, which I did like a month later. He said I was going to be on a radio show that was syndicated. It was just all this crap that he said was like, yeah, whatever. And then when I go back and look at it, I was like, holy cow, Robert was right about everything.
Yeah, but didn't he say 10 other things that were wrong? So he said 15 things, 3 were right, and the rest were wrong.
I'll take 3 out of 15.
No, but you don't understand. So that's not really a psychic then. A psychic should tell you one thing
Robert
that they know is
it.
Correct.
Robert knows all.
Okay, I'm a psychic. You're going to be on a nationally syndicated show. Wait, no, you're going to be on a podcast that's going to make $5 million. Mm-hmm. Wait, no, you're going to be on a morning radio show.
No,
no, no. And I'm saying if I give you like 20 things that are possible in your career, you can't pick on the one thing that actually is going to happen. That happens. And, oh, wait, she knew. Because I told you 20 other things that didn't happen. So,
now, all
sorry,
20
Robert.
Things he told me was right. All things. Robert knows all. When you're in the shower, close your eyes, let your body sway. That will tell you if you're right or wrong.
I will not be doing that.
Yes, you will. I guarantee
it. No, I won't. Because, listen, if forget about what you tell your body or not. If there's something that you know is correct, your body's going to sway one way. If you don't know the answer, your body will sway the other way. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there is no yes and no. It's just psychologically what your body does in the shower when it feels confident versus not confident. Robert just read a psychological study, then he was smart and he used it.
I'm not telling you any stories about psychics
ever again. Burst your Robert bubble.
Robert was right. You're going to try it. I guarantee it.
I definitely will not be doing that.
Well, because you won't take a shower this week. But once you remember and you take a shower, you'll try it.
I don't close my eyes in the shower.
Why?
Because I don't want to fall. Because I want to see what I'm doing. Because I just don't close my... Who closes their eyes in the shower?
And
that's so weird.
You face the shower, which is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I close my eyes when I get the soap off my face and soap off my hair.
But you never just stand there and let the water run over you and...
All the time, but I keep my eyes open because I'm not a psychopath.
But you face the water.
Right, but I don't have my face in the water. I face the water and the water hits me like chest level. So the water's coming at an angle.
But it never
hits me in the chest.
It never is back here and hits the back.
I turn around sometimes and it hits the back.
So when you turn around, close your eyes and
I'm not closing my eyes in the shower. I'm not going to close my eyes in the shower. I'm sorry, Robert. It's not going to happen. I don't believe a word of what you're saying.
That's your problem right there, is you don't close your eyes and enjoy the experience.
By getting dizzy and falling down the shower, I'm
going
to take a hard pass on that.
You're not
going to
fall down if you close your eyes in the shower for five seconds.
Yes, I am. That throws you off. It makes you spin the wrong way. It makes you dizzy. No, thank you. I would rather just let my future unfold.
That is your problem. That is right there. No relaxing in the shower.
No, I'm there to work. I'm working the entire time I'm there. I'm there to shave. I'm there to wash my hair. I'm there to wash my face. I have a lot of work to do. I can't just stand there and relax. Ooh, this is luxuriating. No, I'm busy.
But what if it's cold outside and you want to warm up in the shower?
I'm still working while I'm there. I got to put the stuff in my hair and then I have more stuff. It's like Nicole Kidman and all of her oils. That's me. I'm in the shower forever. That's why I don't shower that often. It's too much to do. Who has that kind of time?